I'm Adam Klugman, and you're listening to AM 620, KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. The numbers here are 1-866-452-0620, 503-248-0620, or pound 620 on your AT&T wireless phone. Well, the good news is the government is open. The bad news is that it costs $78 billion in cuts to make it happen, which is $38 billion more than Boehner originally asked for. But let's see, I'm not always good at the math, but $22 billion less than the completely unreasonable $100 billion that the Tea Party faction was pushing for. So there you have it. What is $78 billion in cuts to our budget going to do to our country? Well, I don't know, but it can't be good. We have a great show, so I don't want to start on too much of a downer note. We really do have a great show, maybe the best show ever. But before we have too much fun, there is some sad news. Sidney Lumet, director of the movie that was the inspiration for this show, Network, died today at the age of 86. Let's play the clip, Sarah.
It is that you found this thing, or this thing found you, that for the most part has given you an opportunity to create.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever it gets tough, whenever despair hits, whenever those tears come, yeah, any of that, it takes me about 22 seconds to say, cut the nonsense, you're the luckiest man in the world.
That was director Sidney Lumet, who died today at the age of 86 of lymphoma. He is the director of just epic American movies that had social conscience and relevance. Movies like Dog Day Afternoon, Serpico, The Verdict, and 12 Angry Men, which my father was in. That was a real honor for my old man. And he gave us, of course, the Movie Network, which has changed my life, which I think is probably one of the most important movies this country has ever seen. Sidney, rest in peace, and thank you so much for all of your great films. All right, moving on to this great show that we have. You know, we wanted to take a vacation. We've all been working really hard to put these first four shows up, and we all had this impulse to kind of, let's take a week off. And I kind of led the charge, and I got the pushback. No, don't take the week off, but do take a vacation. So the point is, we're going to have fun. We have Kat Jarboe, our mistress of the social media, is going to give us an update on her incorporated uterus. Yes, her incorporated uterus. I dare say we're getting traction on the incorporated uterus, but I'm going to leave that to Kat. Following up on Kat, we're going to get a little serious about the issues, because the issue of incorporated uteri, because it is a serious issue, because women's reproductive health and rights are under attack in this country. So we're going to have Baylor Johnson from the ACLU here to talk about incorporatemyuterus.com and other issues. Steven Weber, star of the hit show Wings and many other successful movies, films, television shows, will be here. He is a blogger at Huffington Post. He's an old friend of mine, and we'll find out how we met and then reconnected recently. The professional left will be here with Bluegal and Drift Glass. And in the third hour, Meredith Wood Smith will be here to discuss the $3 checkoff and other party business. And then the last three segments are all yours. I want to hear from you. It's just discussion, just phone calls. I'll bring up issues here and there, but I really, if you have questions about me, I mean, I come into your living room, I come into your cars, you don't know about me or who I am. So the last hour of the show is all yours. And the numbers here are 1-866-452. Wait, let me get the number. No, yes, 1-866-452-0620. You think I'd know it by now. 503-248-0620 or pound 620 from your AT&T wireless phone. And one of the things that's happening to the show is that we're starting to format it. And, you know, I can't ask you to get mad as hell unless I'm willing to tell you what makes me mad as hell. So I'm going to start with my mad as hell monologue. And it really starts for me with the whole bailout thing, because it's just got me nuts. And not because I think it's a real debate, but precisely because I don't think it has anything to do with reality. It doesn't have anything to do with spending or budgets or tea parties or any of that nonsense. This whole discussion, for me, is a red herring. What do you think? I mean, to me, it's a dysfunctional mess designed to keep us all distracted from the real reason we are broke, right? All of our jobs have been shipped overseas. Our biggest energy corps and banks pay no taxes, and we're fighting five wars. And I could make a case for five wars on a credit card. It's not about spending at all. It's back to Grover Norquist. It's about reducing the size of government so you can drown it in the bathtub. It's about creating a false justification for dismantling the social infrastructure of this country and pocketing the cash. But for me, even that isn't the real takeaway. Because for me, we're through the looking glass. Because Washington, for me, is just one endless, unhappy family reunion that we can never leave. If you're going to do movies, it's Home for the Holidays meets Groundhog Day meets 2012. So I'm going to take a very different tack. I'm going to take the entire mess, turkey carcass and all, and throw it away. Because one thing is clear. Washington is broken, and we need a new system. And I'm going to use some bad words. So if you have kids in the room, you might want to cover their ears. Because the first word is socialism. Yes, that's right. Today, I'm going to talk about socialism. Because maybe it's time we took that word back. Like, maybe it's time we took back the L word. Yes, I'm talking about the word liberal. I know there are lots and lots of folks out there who agree with me on this because I get the emails. And so, how about if we took back the idea that there is nothing wrong with a system of government that puts the common good before the private individual good? Now, I know that's heresy in America, and I'm sure there are people listening to me right now whose hair is catching on fire. But I'm telling you, I won't back down from this. Because socialism is not a bad word. Because every modern, reasonably free society in the world, including ours, has socialist institutions. The police department is a socialist institution. The fire department is a socialist institution. Social Security is socialism. Medicare is socialism. And in other pinko countries like Belgium, Denmark, Norway, Finland, and Sweden, they have social democracies, these hybrids, which make a lot of sense, that do things like put tariffs on imported goods to protect their own industries and workers. And I hope you're sitting down, because these countries also provide cradle-to-grave health care for their citizens. I know, it's madness. And why do they do this? Why? Why, you may ask? Because they actually care about their own people. Because they put the public good of their citizens over the profit of their private citizens. And yes, they tax their people. Yes, they tax them. Some as much as 70%. But think about what you're paying for. And you are going to pay for it one way or the other. I mean, how are those healthcare premiums to private insurance companies working out for you? Are they going down or up? I don't know about you, but I pay about $12,000 a year with a $5,000 deductible just to be protected if someone in my family gets catastrophically ill, right? It's not health insurance. It's disaster insurance. I mean, if you're going to be taxed, and you are going to be taxed, wouldn't it be nice to know that the people you love will never be denied health care? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to go to bed at night knowing that everyone, including your children, has access to quality, free education and equal opportunity? Isn't it worth it to know that you will have job security, retirement security, that you are born into a society that sees its primary goal as providing social and economic justice for its people, not its corporations? So maybe it's time that we stop thinking of socialism as a bad word. I mean, let's take it back. And while we're at it, let's grab liberal, too. Because liberal means generous, open-minded, favorable to progress. But we've allowed them to turn us into the enemy. We've even switched our brand to progressive just so that we'll be more palatable to the most aggressive, most selfish, most ignorant elements in our society. Well, I say it's time we stop running from these wimps. And so I'm going to speak into this microphone as clearly as possible and say, I am a liberal, and I want to talk about socialism. I'm not saying I'm a socialist because I don't think I am, but I believe in socialist principles like putting the common good first, like that the common good trumps free markets. I believe that the one role of government is to prevent big business from rallying against the interests of the people, don't you? I believe that workers have a right to demand a reasonable standard of living and a safe, healthy workplace, don't you? Does that make us socialists? You tell me. Does it make me a libertarian because I believe the government should stay out of my personal life and not tell me which people I can marry? Does it make me a Republican because I believe in some measure in individual responsibility? Or is it just common sense that the people want a government that genuinely cares about them, one that respects their private choices, one that provides for them when they are in distress, one that defends against enemies both foreign and domestic, one that helps them educate their children and care for their elderly and promote the common good in a way that builds a society that works for as many people as possible? You want to call me a socialist? Go for it. But I won't back down. And I won't run and hide because you called me a bad name. But what I will do is ask you this. Tell me why the system we have now is better. And don't scream about democracy and free markets as if unregulated capitalism and human liberty are the same thing, because they're not. Because when 400 families make an average of $358 million a year and own more of the wealth than 155 million of their fellow citizens, it's no longer democracy, folks. It's an oligarchy. It's free market fundamentalism. It's corporate jihad. I don't even know what it is, but it sure as hell isn't a government run for and by the people. And I think it's time we stopped running, don't you? I think it's time we stopped hiding behind words like progressive so we'll be more acceptable to the very people who seek to destroy us. And I do it too. I mean, I call myself a progressive, but no more. So let's make a pact right now. We will never again substitute the word progressive when what we really mean is liberal. We need to get on the rooftops and shout out words like socialist and liberal until we are not afraid of ourselves anymore. Because then, and only then, will we be able to take an effective stand for what we know is true. That America is sick. That our beloved democracy is broken. That there is no party in power that can save us. And if there is any hope at all, it is with the people who will rise up now in nonviolence and non-cooperation to demand a better way. And if you're wondering who those people are, well, it's your calls next. And I can't give you a better hint than that. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman on KPOJ.
By giving you no time instead of it all.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk stations. What do you think? Is it time we took back words like liberal and socialism and started to have a real conversation about what it means to provide for the common good, for the public good, over the private good of our corporations, private corporations that are crafting public policy? I mean, this is madness. Give me a call here, 1-866-452-0620, 503-248-0620, or #620 on your AT&T wireless phone. What about you? Do you call yourself a progressive now? Have you switched brands from liberal to progressive somehow, because over the last 10 years it became unpopular at cocktail parties to be call yourself a liberal? So I'm a progressive. So now what we've done is we've euphemized our identity. We've euphemized it. We've softened it. And I think that that is precisely the problem here, right? I mean, that somehow we feel the need to apologize for who we are and what we stand for. And what we stand for is to build a society that works for as many people as possible. And then when we get that done, maybe we'll be in a position to help others do that. Maybe we can help construct a world that works for as many people as possible. I want to know what you think. Are you still a liberal or are you a progressive? I'm telling you on the air right now, I am making a pact with you that I will never call myself a progressive again. I am a liberal and I like socialism and I want to talk about it. Give us a call here, 1-866-452-0620, 503-248-0620, or #620 from your AT&T wireless phone. Coming up in the next segment, Kat Jarboe, our mistress of the social media, has decided to incorporate her uterus. And she's going to be here to tell us why. She's gotten some traction on her uterus. This is a really funny and good segment. Everything that we want to do on this show. Okay, we have some calls on the line. Let's go to line one. Trish in Sherwood. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
Hi. I just wanted to make a kind of a quick comment on, you know, what you said earlier about socialism, and I thought you made an excellent reference to things that we have here in America that are rather socialist organizations, like the police department. You know, I think that what comes to my mind right off the bat was, have you read Mein Kampf?
Have I read Mein Kampf? I must plead ignorance. No, I haven't, but I don't think the kind of socialism that I'm talking about is the same kind of socialism that Adolf Hitler was suggesting, and I think that that's part of the problem.
Well,
we respond to socialism as if, you know, it has something to do with the Nazi Party or that somehow the Soviet Socialist Republic is still intact and they are our enemies. That's not the case.
No, I don't disagree with you. Listen, I'm not a Republican, okay? I'm not, and I have issues with... You know, I'm somebody that's had cancer and can't get health care.
I'm sorry to hear
that. I mean, I can't even buy it because I can't afford it. But the thing is that I'm not willing to throw everything under the bus either just to, you know, selfishly get something that would, you know, eventually end up taking away civil rights and... You know, I mean,
Trish,
we need to be careful.
Trish,
what I'm saying.
I agree. We do need to be extremely careful. But what are we going to be throwing under the bus? What rights would we give up if we started to talk about adopting a socialist policies that provide for the common good? I'm not saying let's become, you know, a Stalinist Russia. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm saying that socialist policies have real value by providing for the common good. So what do we throw under the bus?
I think what you throw under the bus is what everybody, you know, in the 60s, 70s, which I grew up in, you know, we had the illusion, communal living, you know, communal properties, communal everything. And what ended up happening is that those things never work out because there's always somebody that Americans by and large, or people in general, I think, have a mentality of being like sheep. I mean, we say we want independence and that we can live jointly together independently, but that never is the case. And you can't really tell me one country where it actually works, where eventually they don't turn to, you know, dictatorship or...
Oh, I could give you lots of examples. Trish, thanks so much for the call.
Thank
like
you.
Norway, Belgium, France, these are England. These are socialist democracies, social democracies that have not somehow devolved into dictatorships. Let's go to Rick, line two in Coos Bay. You're on Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
Hi, Adam. Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm mad as hell that they've taken our language and we can't have a dialogue without people's emotional triggers being pulled because of what the corporate media has done to pervert the language.
So what do you think, Rick, about never calling yourself a progressive again? What do you think about reclaiming the word liberal?
Well, Adam, I ran for the U.S. Senate, and I was trying to reach out to people who most need to understand our message, and I felt that I had to avoid using terms...
Like liberal.
like socialist or like liberal, because people automatically turn you off and they don't hear the message.
That's right. They call Obama a socialist, but it's just as ridiculous as calling him a Muslim, for God's sake. If only he was more of a socialist. Rick, I got one more call. I got to move on. You know, if only Obama was a socialist, we might have something like a healthcare system that's run for health instead of profit, right? We might have a financial system that isn't run for the benefit of the pit bosses. We might have a lot of things. If he was only a little bit more socialist and he had a little more backbone and didn't run from it every time somebody calls him a bad name. Sean in Battleground, line 3, you're on Matt as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, you know, the history of this country is that really socialism never really had a chance. I mean, look at COINTELPRO, the Palmer Raids, McCarthyism, the blacklist.
Right on.
The only reason we don't have a big left right now is because of all the unconstitutional and criminal suppression of an entire side of the ideological spectrum.
I agree. I think Joseph McCarthy succeeded, even though he eventually went down, in completely dismantling the left in this country.
That's right.
We were moving towards socialism, towards communism, because we were responding to a system that was betraying its people.
And, you know, I'll go further, Adam. I'll say...
I'm right up against the clock. Say it fast.
Okay. Adam, if we don't have a functioning left, we're never going to have liberal reforms.
I agree. You're listening to Matt. Thanks for the call, Sean. You're listening to Matt as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. We'll be right back with Kat Jarboe and her incorporated uterus. I am one. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. I haven't heard that song in a long time. And when I was putting the show together, I thought, wow, what a great time to bring that song back, because we're talking about women's reproductive rights. And we're going to have some fun with it, but it's a very serious subject. We reported last week, if you didn't catch it, that Democrat Scott Randolph from Orlando stood on the House floor of Florida and said that maybe his wife should incorporate her uterus. That way Republicans would deregulate it. And he got a very interesting, I guess, predictable reaction from his fellow Republican legislators, who pulled him aside and said, hey, you know, you can't say the word uterus on the floor of the House. For God's sake, we have young pages here. We've got young people here, and uterus is a bad word. Like kneecap, I guess, is a bad word by that standard. Forehead, big toe, elbow. Last week, Kat Jarboe, our mistress of the social media, was talking about incorporating her uterus, and she's gotten some traction on that issue. She's going to talk about the evolution. She's here with us, Kat Jarboe, our mistress of the social media. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
Hey, Adam, I love it when you do the Mr. Monopoly voice.
It's kind of a cross between Richard Nixon and I don't know who. But it's kind of the generic Republican. But thank you very much.
It makes me angry and a little excited at the same time.
Me too. Yeah. Me too, which is, I don't even want to go there. So look, last week you were on, Kat, and we were just, you know, fooling around, making fun of these Republicans who just can't even handle the word uterus. God forbid.
Right.
Well, I'm not even going to go there. So we were playing around with that. And then between last week and this week, there have been developments with your uterus. Am I right?
Well, yeah. And I got to shout out our new friends at Florida ACLU. They actually jumped on it and put together a website, incorporatemyuterus.com. And I went there because I had to and incorporated my uterus. And boy, you know, things just caught fire. You know, the next day I woke up and I discovered a message in my inbox that my uterus had scheduled a press conference.
Wow.
And I really had no idea my uterus was so politically savvy. I had no idea.
You did a press conference? I didn't hear anything about it. I wish I could have been there.
I did. Luckily, I was able to attend. And I'm sorry you didn't, but I did run some tape for you, and I think you'll hear the end of my intro to My Uterus, Cat's Uterus, LLC, and a real Mad as Hell exclusive announcement for you.
Okay, so we have a Mad as Hell in America exclusive. This is the Cat Jarboe's Uteruses press conference held sometime last week. Let's roll it.
And having known my uterus all my life, I am so honored to introduce to you my uterus, Cat's Uterus, LLC.
Thank you. Thank you. Could you point the mic down just a little bit? Much better. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. I have a statement. As a uterus, for too long, I've seen too many uteri, the victims of strict and discriminatory regulations by the hard right, who consistently stick their noses where they shouldn't. So let me say, I hope my new status as a corporation will help them to keep their hands to themselves. I feel it my duty to speak out to protect all our freedoms. And, to be honest, I don't care if I'm a cramp in the Republican style. I refuse to carry their water any longer.
All right.
So, after a heavy period of soul-searching, I, Cat's Uterus, LLC, have decided to step up for the rights of all female body parts everywhere, and I mean everywhere. And today, I'm here to announce the launch of an exploratory committee for a potential run for Congress in this next cycle.
Woo!
Because it's time to change the flow of politics.
All right.
Now, I know many on the right want to go back to where we've come from when it comes to my health. Now. But if you really think of it, where we've all come from is me. And I say it's time to move forward. If I could just do one thing with this campaign, I'd like to implant a seed of courage in all of you to stand up and to slide down just a little, please, if you could, to protect women's health. And to House Leader John Boehner, and to all Republicans nationwide, and any Democrat who thinks the uteri of this country do not need protecting, who are threatening to shut down the government unless they can erect more barriers between me and my doctor, I challenge you all. Tear down these walls.
You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. That was a Cat Jarboe's Uterus holding a press conference to announce your incorporation. Is it official now, Cat? Are you officially incorporated?
Exactly. You know, I didn't use Jay Leno. I didn't use Letterman. I used Mad as Hell in America. And she's actually out canvassing right now and knocking on doors. Otherwise, she would love to talk to you.
Wait a minute.
Later, but...
Are you saying that your uterus is running for office?
Yes. She's got a Twitter page. You can follow her online at Cat's Uterus LLC on Twitter. She also has a Facebook page as well. We're trying really to take this sort of juggernaut of Republican rule. I know we're all reeling after the Bush years, and take our bodies back and make our bodies our own business.
Okay, if you have a question for Cat Jarboe's uterus or Cat Jarboe herself, give us a call here at 1-866-452-0620-503-248-0620 or #620 from your AT&T wireless phone. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. Cat Jarboe, let me ask you a question. Why did you incorporate your uterus?
Well, you know, initially, foremost, to protect my rights as a woman and to make my body my own business. And then I started thinking all the perks of being a corporation, like offshoring my assets to the Caymans, getting bailouts,
yes,
and managing my hedge fund. But my uterus took me by the hand, and she sat me down and explained that there's so much more to be done, and we should all take back our words and our minds and the rest of our body parts, and therefore we need all of our collective body parts to incorporate and work together and make this a better country.
Are there a lot of women out there incorporating their uteri, and is uteri the correct plural of uterus, or is that something you made up?
I'm going to say yes. And there's also a group out there called the Uterati.
The Uterati.
It's not a not-so-secret society of the Uterati. And yes, women up and down the coasts have been incorporating their uterus. We've got Motherlode LLC, Mama's Little Baby Maker, you know, and of course my favorite is God's Baby Oven. You know, so we're really out there to take back our rights and our bodies as women.
You know, I mentioned this to a couple of people last week about the idea of you incorporating your uterus and many women incorporating their uteri, and they said, well, I just think that's in bad taste. Why is it not in bad taste, Kat?
Well, you know, I have a perfect answer for that. You know, what I find in bad taste is the attacks on women's rights and women's health. That, to me, is bad taste.
I mean, yes, I think that is precisely the point. We are kidding around here, but the reality is that the Republican agenda is, as Scott Randolph said on the floor, it's little government for the big guy and big government for the little guy. So they want to leave corporations alone. They want to deregulate everything about business in this country. They want to operate in unbridled, unregulated ways with nobody telling them what to do. They will police themselves. But then on the other side of the Republican agenda is this kind of insane, reactionary, backwards agenda that's all about regulating our private choices. And that is what's really serious about this issue. And I think, you know, we poke fun because we love. We poke fun because we're scared or mad as hell about the fact that this is going on. If you've got calls, if you'd like to join in on this issue of incorporating your uterus, if you're a woman who wants to know more about how she can incorporate her uterus, give us a call here at 1-866-452-0620, 503-248-0620, or #620 from your AT&T wireless phone. Now, Kat, tell me, what has been the reaction when you tell people that you are incorporating your uterus? Are you getting the same kinds of reactions that I'm getting, people say, well, I think that's in bad taste?
Actually, no. People are jumping on the bandwagon, as it were. It's a really creative way and a really effective way to send a message and to take a step forward and take our bodies back. A lot of my friends are like, of course, you know, it's weird and bananas that we have to take it that far. But, you know, if this is what grabs the national attention, then so be it. I'm incorporating my uterus.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow picked up on it, and obviously because she's a woman and she understands how vital it is that we protect women's reproductive health and rights in this country. And it's really no small thing, because if you think about what hung up this budget, this budget that everybody was screaming about, cuts, 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 spending, 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 in the end, it was the social agenda. It was Planned Parenthood. They wanted to defund Planned Parenthood. And that's what they were sticking on, a social agenda, even though they're constantly screaming about fiscal responsibility. This is a very, very serious issue. And when you have a Republican-dominated House like the one we have now, you should be very concerned and paying attention. Do you agree?
Exactly. And if this is a way to speak their language, and they have to stand up and pay attention to us.
And one of the things that we want to do, and this is one of the things I want to encourage our listeners to do, is this is, for me, the essence of what it means to formulate a creative response to what you see out there. This is what I love about what Kat has done. She's taken the fact that there is some white guy somewhere in Florida who wants to regulate her out of her right to her own reproductive choices, and she's taken that mad as hell and turned it into something funny, something creative. And without that response, then what happens is they win. And this, to me, is political theater. That's what we need to start doing. I mean, as far as I can see on the On the liberal side, we're the artists. We're the creative people. So step up. step up, get creative, get wild, think outside the box, do what Kat is doing, which is to formulate a creative response to the thing that makes you mad as hell. You know, we're going to get into this later. I get a lot of pushback from people saying you're not mad as hell because I'm not screaming, yelling, and pounding my fists. But I think the point is that when I do that, people stop listening. But when we do things like Kat is doing, when we take the initiative to respond with some creative impulse and then follow it all the way through, what we get is something articulate, funny, ironic, and attention-getting. Kat Jarboe, thank you so much for being here on Mad as Hell. Do you have a parting shot?
Oh, Club Man, you know, exactly what you said. Think outside the box. let's change the flow of politics.
See, these are all jokes that, as someone who does not possess a uterus, I wouldn't dream to make. Kat Jarboe, our mistress of the social media, our incorporator of uteri, our leader in the fight for reproductive freedom for women. Thank you for being here. We'll be looking forward to an update next week.
Thank you, Plugman.
You're listening to AM 620, KPOJ Portland's only progressive talk station. When we come back, Baylor Johnson will be here from Florida ACLU to give us a window into why this is a very, very serious issue. There are something like 18 different bills on the House floor of Florida that would restrict women's reproductive rights and health. When we come back, we're going to talk to Baylor Johnson from the Florida ACLU. Until then, remember that Mad as Hell in America is where the revolution starts now. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Changing your ways, more than any man can do. Open your heart. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. I'm Adam Klugman, and you're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only, thank God for it, progressive talk station. The phone number's here. If you'd like to talk about, seriously or jokingly, about reproductive rights and reproductive health for women, give us a call here at 1-866-452-0620, 503-248-0620, or #620 on your AT&T or from your AT&T wireless phone. Our next guest is Baylor Johnson, who is the online advocacy coordinator for the ACLU Florida. And he's here to talk about incorporatemyuterus.com and what's going on in Florida and on the House floor in Florida for reproductive health. Baylor Johnson, welcome to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
Hi, Adam. It's good to be here.
We're glad that you're here. So why don't we start with this whole notion of incorporatemyuterus.com. Is this a real thing?
It is a real website. Now, we're not actually really incorporating uteruses as corporations, but the idea came from something that happened on the House floor here in Florida. You mentioned it a little bit earlier on. Representative Scott Randolph was talking about this sort of double standard for how the Florida House leadership has been dealing with government regulations. On the one hand, they're removing regulations for things like medical facilities and tire factories, the kinds of things that you might want some oversight on. And at the same time, they're adding more government regulations to women's reproductive freedom.
I have Scott Randolph. I have the quote. Before we move on, let's let people hear it for themselves. Let's roll the Scott Randolph clip.
I'm asking you, members, we constantly talk about not putting more and more regulations out there. But yet again, it comes to my wife's uterus, more regulations. It comes to my friend's bedrooms, more regulations. It comes to unions, more regulations. Don't practice an ideology of convenience. Look into your heart and practice exactly what you preach.
So take it apart for us. What is he saying there? And how does it relate to what's going on with women's reproductive rights in Florida?
Well, what's going on with women's reproductive rights in Florida is that there is currently 18 distinct bills, anti-choice bills, that are assaulting women's reproductive health. One bill which would require women to undergo a government-mandated ultrasound scan of her body if she's considering an abortion. This bill would break the trust that a woman has, that her doctor is telling her what she needs to know, not just what a politician thinks she ought to be told. There's another bill that would just be a blanket ban on all abortions. It's not even really that serious of a bill. It's just designed to trigger a new court challenge to Roe v. Wade. My favorite of the anti-choice bills is one which has a provision that would make it a first-degree misdemeanor to promote or make anything that gives any notice, hint, or reference to a means of terminating a pregnancy. Let's think about that for a minute. It makes it a misdemeanor to hint. Now, the First Amendment implications notwithstanding, how do you enforce a ban on hinting? This is how intent they are in putting government regulations on women's health. They seriously drafted and filed a piece of legislation that included an unconstitutional, unenforceable ban on hinting.
We're talking to Baylor Johnson, the online advocacy coordinator for the ACLU Florida. Help me understand, do these people who are presenting these bills, is this really a deep conviction, or is this just a political ploy? I mean, is this just the other side of political theater?
Well, a lot of these bills have already moved past their committees and are on the floor of their respective chambers waiting to be voted on. You see, what happened in Florida is a similar thing that happened in many states across the country with the Tea Party wave that swept huge majorities in with what people were told was a small government, small budget, fiscally conservative agenda that was opposed to government regulations. When these people have gotten into Tallahassee, they have leveraged their new majorities to pushing the kind of old-fashioned, socially conservative agenda that the ACLU was afraid was going to be pushed, and that includes a hardline, concerted attack on privacy, reproductive rights, and women's health.
So are you saying that they're doing it at the behest of Tea Party advocates, of the most conservative element in our society? I mean, are they doing bidding for someone else, or are these legislators deeply convicted about this stuff? Do you understand? Do you understand the nature of my question? I'm trying to understand, is this just empty political theater, or are we dealing with people who really believe a doctor shouldn't even hint at the idea of terminating a pregnancy?
Well, one thing that we need to keep in mind when we're talking about the Florida House of Representatives is that in this chamber, men outnumber women 4-1. And taking the example of what happened with Scott Randolph, how can we trust that they're taking women's health seriously when they've decided that even using the words to describe a woman's body is somehow inappropriate language for the chamber? I do believe that they do think that this is what's right, and ACLU is absolutely opposed to it, which is why we launched IncorporateMyUterus.com.
Baylor Johnson, online advocacy coordinator for ACLU Florida. I don't know why I have trouble with that word. Thank you so much for being here. When we come back, we will have Steve Weber of the Huffington Post to report from Hollywood. Stay with us. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. We'll be right back.